Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
It's Weekend Breakfast with Joe Stanley and Michael Beveridge for your Sunday morning. How lovely.
Oh, blessings upon blessings to you all.
What about Mick Fanning? What a brave human.
What a mad dog. I think, yeah, like, just imagine that moment, like, getting back in the water, which, I mean, a week after everything that happened, that's pretty crazy.
And he's, you know, put a photo up there on his Instagram and it's gone crazy again and the whole world's gone, man, you have bowls. And yes, he does. Because do you know what?
Because he's a man. Well, and that's how it works in anatomy.
Well, I have never been attacked by a shark and I don't go in the water at all for fear of being attacked by a shark.
I don't need to try a shark attack to know that I don't want to be a part of it. And so I limit any chance of future shark attacks. Yeah, so no water for me.
Props to Mick Fanning.
Good on you, Fanning.
In just a moment, we're going to be discussing you and your relationship with your couch.
Oh, it's going to be an intimate chat.
You know, you may be sitting there right now, lying on the couch thinking, this is me for the day.
Embrace it. Mm. You got a box set of Seinfeld.
Mm, yeah.
The butt groove's getting nice and warm.
Ooh.
That's right.
That just makes me feel
Well, we'll push on now.
In the meantime, how about a Sunday session? We're becoming famous for them.
Nice. Give me something stripped back, Steno. What do we got?
This is Ed Sheeran live on the world famous rooftop, of course, with Bloodstream.
Oh, thank you, sir. Weekend Breakfast.
It's Weekend Breakfast with Joe Stanley and Michael Beveridge, and we promised you couch chat.
Love a bit of couch chat in the morning. Ooh, I've got a good relationship with mine.
Yours is new too.
We're in the honeymoon period.
Yeah.
But with couches, I think it gets better over time.
Absolutely. You know, it's not necessarily like a relationship because sometimes relationships you have to work harder at the longer they go, whereas for a couch.
No.
The more it knows you, the more it envelops you.
It embraces you for who you are, all of your nooks and crannies.
No judgment.
None.
No shame, no fear.
Hey, if I want to watch Netflix for 13 hours and eat 3 pizzas and rub my body with the grease, it won't say a thing.
It actually loves you more for that.
Ooh.
So Charlize Theron has turned 40.
Bless her.
And she was asked to comment on that, and this is what she said.
I'm so happy to be in my 40s and to not be in my 20s, like, worried about, you know, whether I fit into my skinny jeans and whether I would be able to get into that club. It's just so nice to just be in love with your couch and make cheesy sandwiches and just enjoy life.
Okay, I don't know who that person's snickering in the background. He's annoying.
And also, I just don't think Charlize Theron had any trouble getting into clubs in her 20s.
Or skinny jeans.
Yeah, I reckon she was fairly easy.
Never been a problem for her. Skinny jeans, just slip on over. She was a ballerina.
She's got tracky dacks even when she's wearing a size 6.
She's about 7 foot tall. Anyway, she's very tall. I just want to point out to her, though, you don't have to be 40 to be in love with your couch.
And I think that's what we really would like to embrace as Australians right now, that we have a particularly great relationship with our butt and cloth thing.
Yeah, I've got a leather.
A leather?
I've got a leather couch.
Oh, la dita!
Yeah, because it wipes clean when you have kids.
As in if you have a kid on it.
What?
You just said it wipes clean when you have
kids.
Yeah,
if I'm actually in a home birth and I decide to give birth on my Natutsi.
Not on the Chesterfield. Not on the Chesterfield.
Of all things.
It'll absorb right into the leather.
Anyway, I just dropped my placenta down the back of the couch. I'll never see it again.
Oh, thank God we scotch guarded.
1060 though. If we can get back to what I was intending to say, which is, please give us a call with the longest time you have spent on the couch, because there should be no shame, no blame, no fear.
No. We embrace all.
And I think that, you know, let's celebrate. I've spent an entire 3-day weekend with a Sex and the City box set.
Oh, you're setting the bar pretty high. 3 days. No one can beat that.
Surely.
Did you sleep there or did you go back up to bed?
I half slept. Yeah, I kind of did sleep, yeah.
Whoa, you're a sloth.
Well, I was away. I was away down the beach and
filth,
you know,
wizard.
By myself. And why would I get up? I was close to getting an adult nappy.
It wipes right off the leather. Weekend Breakfast.
It's Weekend Breakfast with Joe Stanley and Michael Beveridge, and we are celebrating couch time. Although I will say there has been some dispute between my husband and I over the years because I think he spends too much during the week couch time. I like to keep it for special occasions.
A weekend nap. Mm. You know, a girl's night.
I don't. During the week, you know, there's things to be done.
Nah, midweek couch time is the best couch time. It's like I go out, I only go out on Tuesday nights. There's no line, there's no pretense. There's no build up. Mm. The intimate times you can have with a couch on a Tuesday, they're much better than a Saturday night where you build it up.
Well, we're asking how long have you spent on your couch, Adam? What's the longest?
Well, it was 2 days, and I'm not a big couch person, but...
What were you doing on those 2 days? Were you injured or were you watching a marathon of something?
You're not meant to ask that question, but it actually started with a hangover. It was a ginormous hangover the first day, and we thought we'd put the first episode of Breaking Bad on. And
game over. Game over, mate.
2 days.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No, we didn't get all the way through, but after 2 days, I said, we have gone way too far. Five bags of popcorn, it was all over.
It was
I think there's a point at which when you spend, like, you can overdose on couch time and you can start to feel a bit sick, like you've had too much sugar.
Yeah, when you start looking like one of the users on Breaking Bad, that's when you know you've probably had enough couch time.
When you can see your reflection in the TV and you hate yourself, that's it.
It's every day for me. Louise, how long have you spent on your couch?
5 days.
Oh, shut up. Get out of here.
I have Supernatural all 9 seasons, and every time a new season comes out, I'll rewatch all of them at once.
Why? Can't you just pick it up at the bit where you haven't, from where you haven't watched it? Why do you have to watch the whole thing? What, have you got a short-term memory loss?
No, because I've grown up with it since I was 10 years old. Since the season's been going for 10 years, I just love rewatching it. It's one of my favourites.
Is it? Because I haven't seen it for a while. Is it still Sam and Dean?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and Jared, so are they still hot dudes?
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling I know why she's watching it so much. That was a really guttural, yeah.
Okay. I can understand now then. It's not possible to have too much. In that 5 days, do you have contact with the outside world at all, Louise?
I speak to my boyfriend, but that's really it. Otherwise, my phone's kind of under the pillow.
I'm sitting here and the outside world has no interest for her. She's into the supernatural world now, Jo.
That's right.
She developed quite the butt groove over those 5 days.
It's weekend breakfast. It's Weekend Breakfast with Joe Stanley and Michael Beveridge. Thanks to H&R Block Tax Accountants, they don't miss a thing. Call 13 23 25.
Stressful times in the world of a relationship, Joe Stanley.
You should be in the blush of new love.
I am. Well, okay, you threw a spanner in already. All right.
Why?
So tell me this.
Okay.
Actually, now let's spin that around. Let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. So I'm about a month and a half, 2 months into a relationship. Maybe 3 months. I'm not really good at this. It's roughly 3 months, let's say. Mm. Okay. Very into this young lady, my new girlfriend, Ellie. Lives in Brisbane. I live in Melbourne. So we're doing a long distance thing. But I find long distance initially makes you talk a lot more.
Yeah.
You probably have a lot more talking time than when you're in a regular face-to-face relationship.
Mm.
And, you know, we text a lot. We talk a lot. The L-bomb has not been dropped.
It
hasn't been dropped, of course.
What are we, 3 months?
Three months, that's early in my opinion.
Yeah, it is early.
All right, you know?
Yeah.
But I like the girl. And you've known me for a while and I'm very meh about things. And I seem more into this than usual.
Yeah, okay. I have seen, there's a spark in your eye, definitely.
There's a skip in my step.
Yeah, you're trying to play it cool, but there's not much cool there.
Very, very hard for me to do that. So she was texting me. Just, you know, this and that, telling me about her dog, and she's dropped at the end of the text, I-L-Y, Illy. Just a quick word, Illy, an acronym for I love you.
It is.
Right? It's an acronym for I love you.
That's what I believe it is.
So Michael Beveridge is sitting on the couch at home and he's shocked. He's, whoa, this has come out of nowhere.
And to do it via text
time. I know. And I've thought, well, hey. You know, I'm not a huge sucker for the rules. Mm. It's 2015. You can Skype me your love. You can text me your love. You know, I accept any love. And I get very little in my life.
Why play games?
Why play games at all? Okay? And I've gone, yeah, I like the girl. Maybe I do love her. Who knows?
Mm.
Who knows? So I text back to.
Yes.
I respond to the message quickly. Yes. And at the end, I go, you know, big space, a couple of spaces to make it be known. I love you.
Oh!
I said it.
How'd it feel?
It felt good. It felt threatening. I'd never texted at first. Yeah, I was like, she's initiated text contact.
Sure.
Maybe she's at work. And maybe she just needed to get out her ILY.
And vulnerability makes you strong, I think.
Yeah, sure. Let's see how this went, though. I get a text back. Seriously? Via text? ?
What was her ILY then?
It's an acronym. Apparently it doesn't mean that. Apparently it's just a joke.
Oh, yeah, I see your point.
No! I actually see her point. I love you.
Yeah, but I do see her point because you've actually said the words I love you, which should have been done in person, whereas IOI, that's text speak. That's kind of
shut up!
Know.
No, I was vulnerable and now look, she was furious at me.
Oh, I can understand why.
She said it first!
I know, but she didn't really. It was like saying, you know, when you go,
it's like when people use LUV and they don't think it counts.
Like, I put kiss, kiss at the end of things. Like,
well, stop kissing
everyone,
me, Stanley.
Right? And I'm not really kissing you, am I? I mean, I'm not.
No, you're not, to be honest.
Thank God. It's the last place either of us would go. So
I love you, Australia. And Illy, the popular rapper. Illy, I like you too.
It's Weekend Breakfast. It's Weekend Breakfast with Joe Stanley and Michael Beveridge. And just a shout out to our Byron Bay friends who have
what up?
Been...
how you doing, bros?
Yeah, just take it down a notch.
Yeah, take it down a notch.
They've been overtaken by hipsters because Splendor is on.
Oh, I don't even think it's hipsters anymore. I think Splendor's gone the way of Big Day Out. And your shirtless idiots are all there and everyone's more focused on Instagram filters than actually watching the acts.
Yeah.
And there's some brilliant acts there.
Well, either way, there are some retirees in Byron Bay who aren't happy right now.
Well, bloody making noise and parking on me hydrangeas.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
You're with Weekend Breakfast with Joe Stanley and Michael Beveridge, who both of us, I would suggest, have done our time at music festivals.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never really, it was always a struggle for me. And the admission that, the moment where I went, you know what? I'm getting too old for this shit. that's where it hit me. And I was like, I'm happy. I'm a happy person.
Okay. I do love a Danny Glover lethal
weapon. Very good.
Quote. That's fantastic. I bring this up because Splendor in the Grass is on, and there's a lot of people online who are going, oh, they're on social going, oh, I so wish I was at Splendor.
Stuff that. It's raining. It's cold. You have to wear anything that requires gumboots to be there that isn't on a farm. Don't do it.
When it comes to FOMO, I no longer have it around music festivals. I used to, really up until maybe a year ago.
I have CC.
What's that?
Sucked in, stupid idiots. I see them in their rain and their ponchos, vaguely trying to enjoy someone from 48 meters, like from 400 meters away. It's like, oh, look, there's an artist. I'm like, that's a grain of rice.
Yeah.
You can't party to a grain of rice.
I do. And, you know, in my day too, I did like camping festivals, like similar to Splendor, I suppose. Do they camp at Splendor?
Yeah, they camp there. You did like your weird doof festivals, outback doof festivals.
Yeah, yeah.
Which blows my mind that you go there.
Well, why?
Because I don't take you as a raver.
Oh, mad ravers. Excuse me, moi?
Just get my happy pants on, give me a glow stick and I'll go crazy.
The thing that I couldn't handle was the portaloos.
Oh, just gross.
I'm not a camper at the best of times, but, you know, when you're sharing it with, I don't know, 10,000 other people, they do not care for the facility.
I tell you what, there is no respect for the toilet paper.
It's just not on.
The issue I have is people are like, my friends are talking about hooking up with girls there. And I'm like, mate, the last thing you want to be doing is doing any form of naughty activity with a human that hasn't bathed in 72 hours. Their body is essentially a petri dish of filth.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yes, people go.
They do.
We'd love to hear from you, though, 131060, if you have decided, not for me.
Not for me.
Not anymore. Was it? What was the thing that made you go, what is Danny Glover's phrase?
I'm getting too old for this she.
Yeah. I'm not sure we're allowed to say that word.
No, it's a sheet, like a sheet, you know, like Sheraton sheets.
I got it.
He's getting too old for these sheets.
And yes, sometimes you do get too old.
Yeah, like you got to change your
sheets. Flannelette sheets.
Superman sheets.
Way too old.
Too old for those sheets.
Call now on this Weekend Breakfast. You're with Weekend Breakfast with Joe Stanley and Michael Beveridge, thanks to H&R Block Tax Accountants. They don't miss a thing. Call 132325. We're talking Splendor in the Grass. It's on this weekend.
And we're asking the question, are you too old for festivals?
And why? What's made you make that decision? Because I don't think
it's a great call. I love it.
Even at 40, I don't think I'm too old. Like, I will go.
Yeah.
But I just can't stand the people.
It's a problem, I think. Key problem with a huge event like that.
It's the portaloos, it's the queues, it's the dust.
Nah, I'm 29 and I've decided, I'm done. I'm done with it. I'm done paying $13 for a mid-strength beer. I'm done paying $28 for some salmonella covered in rice. Mm. I'm done seeing so many butt cheeks. I'm done seeing singlets that are basically two pieces of cloth covering up a roided up freak. I'm done with it, Australia.
So, Cassandra, have you decided you're done with the festivals too?
Yep, I'm 27 and my friends and I had to call it last year and put our foot down and say, you know what, We're just too old.
Now,
I feel you, girl. I feel you.
What made you feel that way, Cassandra? Because I know that they market to easily much older than you.
Well, we went last year and, like you said, we just looked around and we thought, no way. We're just too old. The camping, the clothes, what everyone was saying, the drinking, no one could hold their alcohol.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We just thought, that's no. You know,
I'm not good. I don't want to sound like a fuddy-duddy, but you know who ruins it, Cassandra?
Who?
Bloody 18-year-olds.
I know.
They just don't have a clue.
They just can't control themselves.
You know what? I'd be happy with a 25-plus festival.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
I'd be okay with that.
Why don't you get yourself a caravan? Find yourself some nomads.
I tell you what, Angela Lansbury is actually, I'm coming around to her.
Matt, you disagree. You don't think there's going to be ever any time when you're too old for festivals.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I'm like, you know, like that guy in the video. I just keep dancing. There's an 80-year-old dude that just dances at festivals, and that's going to be me.
Yeah, I love that, Matt.
How old are you, though?
I'm 25.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I have friends who are my age, so 40, and they still go to festivals, and they're always at me. You got to come. You don't feel too old at these ones, and I'm like,
at these ones.
Oh yeah, yeah, there are some that cater to oldies a little more.
Like what?
Rainbow Serpent. Yeah, the oldies go there.
I've got teenage. I know people who go to that. That's where you paint yourself and don't wear deodorant. That's
what
that festival's
about.
It
tries to be our version of Burning Man, and it just doesn't.
It
tries to do. So Matt, you aim to be like an octogenarian, just shuffling around with your Zimmer frame.
Oh, rock on, yeah. With my walker, it's going to be awesome.
You know what? You can push your way onto the dance floor with one of those things.
Oh, yeah. Special parking, man. You get right at the front.
He's just looking for parking privileges. That's what Matt's doing.
That's right.
It's Weekend Breakfast. Happy Sunday. You're with Weekend Breakfast, Joe Stanley and Michael Beveridge. And Michael, did you see that Mariah Carey, in concert at in Vegas, has dedicated her song Hero to her new love, James Packer? I mean, I tell you what, that dedication is much more impressive than the only dedication I've ever had was when I was in maybe first year uni and I went to karaoke and the guy I was into dedicated Benny and the Jets to me.
That's a beautiful song.
It's not even a love song. But Benny and the Jets.
Anyway, we got the favorite quiz of the nation coming up next.
Oh, I almost forgot Faux Shoes quiz, and we need you to join us if you'd like to play the Faux Shoes quiz.
The prizes are negligible, but the glory is tangible.
So call now 131060 if you'd like to just answer random questions about nothing.
Sounds good to me.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
It's time for this.
Faux Shoes quiz.
Faux Shoes quiz.
That's right, and it's brought to you by Woolworths. Their Earn and Learn program is back. Get one sticker for every $10 spent. Start collecting for your local school today. We are at my school. It's only at Woolworths.
What, Strath?
My daughter's primary school.
Oh, yeah, primary school, sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean where you went to high school. I'm like, great.
No. But it is time for Faux Shoes quiz, and we welcome Tash. Thank you so much for playing today.
No worries.
She sounds into it. She sounds excited. She's very stoked on the prize, which is nothing, but still.
You actually sound awesome, Tash. I've got great hopes for you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Right, let's do it.
You ready for your first question?
Oh, I hope so.
Okay. Which Jenner just graduated from high school this week?
Kylie.
Yes, it was Kylie.
Oh.
They both had a ceremony anyway.
And can you believe, Tash, that girl was still at high school?
I didn't
know. Imagine going to high school with a chick like that.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think she was also semi-homeschooled as well.
Oh, homeschooled.
I think so.
I don't think by Kris Jenner, though. I'm sure they must have had a tutor.
Hope not. Yeah.
Now, what you do is you start, put the camera here, and when it comes in the room, you start filming and make sure it's grainy.
But, Mom, I can't spell. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. That's not how we make money, darling.
Okay. Nice one, Tash. See, I knew I had a feeling in my waters.
Yep.
Oh, yay.
Okay, second question. In what country has Chris Brown been stuck this week because the government wouldn't let him leave?
I feel like it's a Southeast Asia.
It is. You got it right.
Can I just guess?
Of course. Yeah. Guess.
Thailand?
No. Okay, I want you to go to the left a little. No, wait. Think of Manny Pacquiao.
Oh god.
Think of a dude called Phil.
Oh, Phil Bean.
Yay!
Very subtle clue there.
Tash, let me tell you why. The government wouldn't let him leave because apparently he was supposed to pay back concert promoters for a show that he was supposed to do on New Year's Eve, but he never did it. And so the government said, no, you still owe money for that thing back in January.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't let him leave the country.
Oh, I thought they would have held him back for the being a horrible human and assaulting women thing. I thought they would have held him back.
No, they don't care about that.
No, but yeah, they just want money. That's fine.
Tash, does it break your heart that sometimes his music is quite good?
Yes. It's so conflicting. Like, you want to hate it, but you love it.
I know. Forever is one of the best songs ever.
Of all time.
It is such a good song.
It kills it. At a party, no one not
All you
got to
do
it.
Is watch me. Yeah. Look what I can do with my feet. He should do more things with his feet and less things with his hands.
Yeah.
Great. That
Although
should be his new motto.
You can still kick, though. So
okay.
Pushing on.
All right, Tash. Third and final question. At 17, what has Bindi Irwin just announced she now has?
Oh, I saw that last night. A boyfriend.
Yay!
Who is it? Who is this man taking over our Australian rose?
She hasn't said. She just said, I got someone special in my life.
Okay, so I'm seeing on Facebook that US wakeboarder Chandler Powell.
Yeah, that's the rumour.
Mm.
Can you believe she's all grown up, Tash?
No, because she used to do that like little dancing thing on TV.
Yeah. And everybody thought she was kind of a plain looking child, but she's grown into an attractive young woman, I think.
Oh, I haven't seen photos of her recently, but I could imagine that she'd be good looking when she got older.
She's under 18, so I'm not going to say a thing.
Yeah, a wise decision.
I'll wait for that day. Thank you very much.
Well done, Tash. Thank you.
Thank you.
You won it all, Tash. Absolutely nothing.
Woo!
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
You're on Weekend Breakfast. We're here every Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. Michael Beveridge.
Joe Stanley.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, news has just come out that has made the child in me, and I imagine the child in everyone, super happy but also super conflicted.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's generally a rite of passage when a movie that was brilliant back in the 80s, 70s or 90s gets re-released. We had it with Ghostbusters.
Yes.
You know, I remember, Joe, you telling me that if they remade Bodyguard, you'd shoot someone.
Because if you don't put Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston in that film, then it's not the right film. And Whitney Houston clearly can't do it. They're probably not Kevin either, to be honest.
To be fair, if Whitney did and it was like Weekend at Bernie's, I would have a good chuckle.
I think you're being disrespectful right now.
Okay, sure. Anyway, so Space Jam 2 has just been announced. Now, that movie pretty much shaped my childhood. Michael Jordan and I was so into NBA back in the day. I know all the players. It was Larry Johnson, Sean Bradley, Muggsy Bogues. He was the short one. 5'3",
awesome.
Played for the Charlotte Hornets, number 3.
Can't get past Muggsy.
Well, yeah, his defense was fantastic and his wingspan was huge.
Sure, I've heard.
Anyway, a lot of people are saying, no, outrageous. You can't do it. But then they found out who was going to be replacing Michael Jordan.
Who?
LeBron James.
Oh, and he's so good in Trainwreck.
He's a brilliant. He's been on Saturday Night Live. He's a funny, funny guy. And everyone's gone, you know what? We're okay with it. And do you know the reason?
Why?
The Looney Tunes don't age. It doesn't matter if you replay it. It doesn't matter if it's remade. What people get upset about is if Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston from Bodyguard aren't in it and they get, say, Jennifer Hudson and Michael Cera. Actually, that's a terrible choice. That's a horrible choice.
It'd be like Zac Efron, maybe.
Ryan Gosling,
he's
maybe.
Not old enough. Ryan Gosling, yes, because he's got those steely eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, you're liking the sound of it now, aren't you?
Oh, now I kind of do want to see.
Jennifer Hudson can sing?
Yes.
Hey, let's write this down, people.
Oh,
this is good.
Oh, my God. That's actually brilliant.
Baby Goose and J-Hud, new Bodyguard. You heard it here first, Australia.
Oh, because the whole point of Kevin Costner is he barely has an expression on his face the whole way through.
Gosling's so good at that.
He's perfect at that. Oh. And he has a better body.
Yeah, sure, why not? I wasn't thinking about that, but let's do that. So if you're going to remake something, it's got to have Ryan Gosling in it. That's essentially the rule we've made now.
Yeah, pretty much. Why not?
Good chat.
Read that through.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.
It's Weekend Breakfast with thanks to H&R Block Tax Accountants. They don't miss a thing. Call 1323 25.
Bless them.
Absolutely. Michael, the new Bachelor has been announced.
I've seen that. And you know what? I'm so hesitant and I'm not willing to commit yet. Because you know who I loved? Blake from last year. I loved him. When
he
I
was
first
a
met
swine,
him.
Though.
No, at the beginning.
Oh.
What I'm saying is when I first met him, because I was doing interviews and I met him and he's such a good relationship with his parents.
Mm. And that voice.
The voice was pretty,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I loved him. I adored him. I thought he was so great and it all fell apart. So I don't think I'm ready to give my love to this dude
You've
yet.
You've been hurt too many times.
I'm a fragile. I'm a lily.
Okay. So, well, let me tell you about this guy. His name is Sam Wood. He's 34. He's a personal trainer, of course.
Okay, so he's got a rig on him, no doubt.
Yes, and I actually have like maybe one degree of separation from him because he is the founder/managing director of a company called Gecko Kids.
So he's a CEO and a personal trainer.
Well, Gecko Kids is like a fancy kids gym, which...
so he's ripped, has money and a boss and handsome.
And he's... good with kids.
Good with kids? He's the whole package.
Yeah. So my kid never went to Gecko Kids, but a lot of her kindy friends went to there.
Bit ritzy for you?
I just couldn't be bothered.
Fickle.
It was just like, what?
You and my mother have that in common.
I have a day off. Why would I bother putting her in the car and taking her there when I could just put her on the couch and she can watch telly? Like, come on.
And you know what?
Anyway.
All power for you.
Parent of the year. Anyway, so I do know mums who know this guy.
Righto.
Right.
Stand-up
and
fella?
In our suburb, you know, mums, let me tell you, Michael, when there is a young man who's vaguely handsome associated with your world, then you're used to, you know, majorly women looking after your kids or being teachers or whatever. So when a young guy walks in, women kind of just... it's like we just puff our feathers up a bit and go, ooh, hello. Yeah, it's like a little sort of hen hutch of little chickens just going, ooh.
So it's a little fluff of the feathers for you.
Yeah, look at the rooster.
Another word like, for that.
I chose not to use it.
Well, but I'm just thinking, what's the purpose of this? Are you like a little bit of eye candy? Or
yeah,
are you thinking,
love the eye candy. Love having just a little bit of thrill in your day because usually you're surrounded by middle-aged, matronly kind of women, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this happened this week when my daughter had a substitute teacher and it was a man, which, let me tell you, a prep teacher.
Not often.
Male, very rare.
Yeah, super rare.
And when they do happen, they're usually just sort of really goofy knockabout kind of guys, you know, really, hello, kids, how
are
you going?
Where are you going? Kids,
could be something from play school, you know, that kind of feel, right? Yeah. This guy was wearing a suit.
What is he, bloody Christian Grey?
He looked like he could have been.
Oh, that's not an equation I want to put together.
Like, he looked like he'd come from Wall Street. It was like the nicest, well-cut suit, and he was really kind of tall and sort of stand-up-y, you know, and he was just really sort of, I just was like, what are you doing being a prep teacher? It was so strange.
How many feathers were fluffed?
Oh, the women loved it. We just, school drop-off was just like, it was all the talk.
Weekend Breakfast with Joe and Michael.
It's Weekend Breakfast with Joe Stanley and Michael Beveridge. Thanks to H&R Block Tax Accountants, they don't miss a thing. Call 13 23 25.
Hey, we can't all be like H&R Block though. We occasionally miss things.
Every now and then.
Yeah, during the week, there's so much news happening and you just sometimes wish you're sitting there watching a 30-minute broadcast, the kids are yelling at you for dinner, you got to drop someone off, your husband's doing something stupid. There needs to be a better way to wrap those things up.
You've been in my house. It does.
I'm watching. So I thought, hold on, there is a better way to wrap this up. To wrap it up. And this week, I include not only just some news that happened on Jimmy Fallon, but I take the beat from that. Cara Delevingne beatboxed on Jimmy Fallon.
She is multi-talented.
Yeah, she did an amazing beat. And I thought, you know what's the perfect backbeat for this week's weekly wrap?
Love it.
Bit of Cara Delevingne.
Weekly Wrap, Michael Beveridge and Cara Delevingne giving you the news that you probably haven't seen. Amy Schumer's in town with a friend, Bill Hader. Matt Tilly called her a skank, see you later. Here's an idea, just a hunch. Aussie's not the toughest, we'll give a shark a punch. Mick Fanning got a scare surfing at Jay Bay. Lashed out when a big shark said, hi! Big celeb shift, did you feel the riff? Nicki Minaj pulling out Taylor Swift. Race cards, guinea cards, strained relations, cause she got no VMA nomination. Enjoy your weekend, hope you had a big bender.
To be honest, I'm angry I'm not a splendor. See ya. Damn, me and Cara got a thing, hey.
You are perfect together.
Can we grab that audio and just have it sent to someone, the manager? I don't know.
Weekend Breakfast
with Joe and Michael.